谢主，感谢主，大家平安。
Thank God that everyone is safely here.
能够回到圣何西教会，给我们大家一起聚会，非常的感谢主。
I thank God for the opportunity to return to San Jose Church and have service with everyone here.
首先对我们圣何西教会，一向对总会各项圣工的支持协助，表示感谢。
First, I'd like to represent the General Assembly to thank the San Jose Holy Work that they have supported.
这一次我们青年神学班的进修班能够在我们圣何西教会举行。
This time the MYTS, the graduate program, can be held here.
承蒙我们弟兄姊妹大家的努力准备，提供给我们一个非常好的环境。
And we'd like to thank the San Jose Church for providing such a good environment to hold this seminar.
愿主耶稣纪念我们大家所付出的一些辛劳。
I pray to Jesus that he will remember all the efforts that have been put in to conduct this seminar.
能够加倍的祝福我们大家。
And to bless this church greatly.
现在我们来学习道理，互相勉励。
Let us now turn to the Bible and to learn the words of God.
我们来看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
从第六节到第八节。
Verses 6-8.
哥罗西书一章第六节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 6.
说这个福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，如同你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。第七节。
Seven.
正如你们从我们所亲爱、一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事。第八节。
Eight.
也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。这是保罗写给哥罗西教会的书信。
Paul wrote this letter to the church at Colossus.
因为当时保罗是在罗马的监狱。
At that time, Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
有一个哥罗西教会的工人以巴弗。
There was a minister from the Colossian church named Epaphras.
他专程到罗马去探望保罗。
Who went and visited Paul in Rome.
他也把哥罗西教会当时的情形向保罗做了一个报告。
He also described the situation in the church in Colossae to Paul.
他那里谈到当时有一些错误的信仰影响到当时的教会。
At that time, there was some heresy that was influencing the church.
所以保罗就写了这一封信叫以巴弗带回去哥罗西。
Thus Paul wrote this letter to the church in Colossus.
一方面因为他们信主有热心有爱心来感谢神。
Thanks for the fervency that the church at Colossus has expressed.
一方面也对他们所困扰的一些信仰问题给他们做了一些解释。
Paul also answered some of the questions they have with regard to faith.
这里讲到说这个福音传到哥罗西的地方。
Paul wrote that the gospel has reached the church at Colossus.
也传到普天下，结果增长。
And it has reached to the rest of the world, bearing fruit.
我们知道这个福音就是神的大能，要来拯救一切相信的人。
We know that the gospel is the power of God given to us to save those who believe in God.
所以这个福音要叫做平安的福音。
So that the gospel is called the gospel of peace.
让我们在患难不平安当中能够享受从主来的平安。
That in our turbulent life we may enjoy the peace that is from God.
这也叫做和平的福音。
That is why it's called the gospel of peace.
因为借着耶稣的救恩让我们能够跟神和好。
For through the salvation of Jesus, we can have peace with God.
也可能够让人跟人之间的阻隔把它除掉。
And that we may have peace with our fellow humans.
成就彼此之间的和平。
So that we can have peace with them.
所以本来犹太人跟外邦人是不来往的。
Originally, the Jews and the Gentiles had no communications.
但是借着福音把中间的隔墙把它打掉。
Yet through the gospel, that barrier had been removed.
可以一起啊进到神的面前呢 来敬拜神，领受神的救恩。
So that the Jews and the Gentiles can worship in the same temple and to worship God.
这个福音又叫做天国的福音。
This gospel is also called the gospel.
因为可以带给我们永远的福气，永远的生命。
For it brings us eternal life.
这个福音啊，可以传到各地方，好像植物一样的成长结果。
And this gospel can be spread throughout the world, bearing fruits as a plant.
因为这个福音是一个有生命的种子。
For this gospel is full of life.
因为它会成长，会结出很多的子粒来。
Once it has sprouted, it can bear many fruits.
哥罗西的教会并不是保罗自己去建设的教会。
Colossian church was not established by Paul.
保罗说啊，那些地方的信徒啊，他没有见过面。
Paul stated that he has never met the believers at the Colossian church.
但是因为在主里面啊，都是一家人，所以他还是一样的关心啊。
Yet he still cared for them because they were the same family in Christ.
并且说为着他们常常尽心竭力的为他们祷告。
Paul also said he prayed much for that church.
这个哥罗西教会啊，可能是以巴弗在有所听到道理以后回去传扬建立的教会。
The Colossian church may have been established by Epaphras, who has received the gospel at the church of Ephesus.
保罗在第三次旅行布道的时候，在有所住了相当长的时间。
In his third missionary, Paul stayed at Ephesus for quite a long time.
所以圣经里面说啊，他那个时候啊，很多人都去听道理，所以把福音就传遍了那个亚细亚的地方。
Thus, those who had heard the gospel from Paul spread the gospel to the rest of the Asia Minor.
这个以巴弗是哥罗西人。
Epaphras was a Colossian.
他在以弗所接受到道理。
He received the word at Ephesus.
他回到自己的家乡。
Upon returning home.
所以就在哥罗西，还有老底加、希拉波利三个地方啊，传福音建设教会。
And he spread the gospel to the neighborhood of Colossus.
所以说这个福音啊，可以不断的传扬，传到各地。
Thus the gospel could continue to grow.
所以要传到普天下。
And it must reach to the ends of the world.
我们看到使徒时代的教会啊，就是从耶路撒冷开始。
The apostolic church began in Jerusalem.
虽然在逼迫当中啊，却把福音充满着整个耶路撒冷。
Through tribulation and trials, the gospel is spread throughout all of Jerusalem.
虽然信徒受逼迫，这个福音更加广传。
Under persecution, the gospel actually spread.
那些分散的信徒啊，就把福音带到犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直带到安提阿。
And the disciples at that time spread the gospel throughout the land of Judea, Samaria, and also Antioch.
然后福音又传到小亚细亚，传到了希腊、罗马，甚至到当时的地级西班牙。
The gospel then spread to the Asia Minor, to Greece, to Italy, and then to the end of the earth, which at that time was Spain.
所以虽然一开始是一个小群啊，但是啊，后来却能够传扬各地啊，在各地不断的发展。
Although the church started with 120 disciples, it eventually reached thousands of people.
貌似神的教会也是一样。
At the end time, the church of God will be the same.
因为按照圣经的应许啊，在主耶稣再来之前要兴起末世的救恩。
According to the Bible, at the end time before the coming of Christ, the Church of Salvation will be raised again.
所以启示录里面说啊，有一个天使从日出之地上来。
In the book of Revelation, it was stated that an angel arose from the place of the sunrise.
他拿着永生神的印，要来盖神的众仆人。
He carried the seal of God to stamp the servants of God.
所以我们知道，这就是末世救恩的开始。
We know that's the beginning of the salvation at the end time.
好像使徒时代的教会一样。
Just as the apostolic church.
神从东方的中国兴起真教会。
In the far east, God has caused the beginning of the Church of Salvation.
在很短的时间啊，就传遍中国。
In a short time, our church has preached the gospel throughout China.
然后传到亚洲，传到欧美，非各州。
Throughout Asia, Europe, and Americas.
我们教会到今年是第91年。
This is the 91st year of our church's existence.
我们现在看到世界各地啊，圣工也不断的一直在积极发展。
We see that the holy work is being conducted at this very moment.
我们如果看教会的一些资讯，就知道在非洲的地方啊，又有一些新的国家啊，我们福音传进去了。
If we look at our church memo, we can see that our gospel has been spread to other African nations.
在亚洲、欧洲各地方啊，圣工都继续的在兴旺。
In Europe and also in Asia, the Holy Work continues to prosper.
因为接受总会的差派啊，我们常常要到各地方去帮忙圣工。
And oftentimes, the pastors of the church are sent to other places to help out with Holy Work.
所以我们就发觉说啊，真的现在工作很多啊。
So we realize there are much to be done.
但是工人却很少。
Yet the workers are few.
所以我在二月底到加拿大去帮忙工作。
At the end of February, I went to Canada to help.
三月底的时候又到印尼跟马来西亚去。
At the end of March, I went to Indonesia and Malaysia.
五月底啊，又到南美洲。
At the end of May, I went to South America.
虽然有时候觉得说一个注目传道常常不在啊。
Although those churches do not have a residing pastor.
对地方的教会有时候觉得有点亏欠。
We often feel somewhat guilty.
但是当传道人呢，就教会派你到哪里啊，你就是要到哪里的。
Yes, being a pastor, we have no choice but to do what the church.
不过我们出去了以后啊，我们可以看到啊，真的说庄稼很多啊，收割的工人太少了。
Yet when we visit the different churches, we realize there are much harvest to be harvested.
最近这一次到加拿大，我发觉他们的教会圣工进步很多。
Recently, when I visited Canada, I realized that they have made much progress.
他们现在有两位专职的传道者。
They now have two full-time pastors.
他们本来已经可以成立总会了，有五个教会了。
They could have established the Canadian General Assembly.
现在联总的标准又提高啊，说要信徒是要1000人。
Yet because of the new criteria, they currently do not meet the 1,000 member.
不过感谢主啊，他们已经达到将近800人了。
Yeah, we thank God that their numbers have increased to 800.
他们有一些长老、主事、负责人呢、就为着要进修，所以开来一段时间的讲习会。
And for the elders and the deacons in Canada.They had held these seminars in order to cultivate the spirit.
我后来又参加他们的全国教会会议。
I participated in that seminar and also their national church assembly.
我发觉说他们在圣工上真的进步很多。
I realized they have grown much with regard to their work.
跟我几年前呢、去完全不一样。
They have made much progress since the last time I was there.
三月底的时候到印尼。
When I went to Indonesia, I can visit.
在那边也有很多的感受。
I saw many things that was very encouraging.
印尼的圣工也很发展。
The holy work in Indonesia is very alive.
在那边也听到很多美好的见证。
I've heard wonderful testimonies.
因为去年呢，九月的时候在那边帮忙他们开一些讲习，所以住了一个月。
In September of last year, I was aiding them in holding some seminars, so I stayed there for about a month.
他们有一个弟兄啊，把他的那个好像别墅山庄啊，献给教会。
A brother in that church had offered a mansion, a residence to the church.
那个是一个人家到那边避暑的一个地方啊。
Actually, it's actually a vacation home that he has.
That he 是一个度假的中心。
And it was at a resort.
后来他把它献给教会以后，所以设备相当好。
Once he offered that to the church, the environment for holding the seminar was very good.
好像有二十几间的房间呢、还有礼拜堂，也有吃饭的地方。
There is a room for gathering, and there are approximately 20.
所以他们就在那边做训练工作。
So they held that seminar at the vacation home.
他们的所有传道者都来参加训练。
All of their full-time ministers attended that seminar.
晚上交通的时候，我就请传道说，每一个传道者讲一件你在工作当中 最感动的事情。
And during the fellowship at night, I asked every one of their pastors to mention one event that touched them the most.
哇，他们每一个人啊，一讲啊，都不停啊，那见证很多啊。
And every one of them had many things to share and went on for a long time.
啊，有些事情我很感动。
There are several things that touched me.
比如说一个年轻的姐妹。
Take for example, there was a young sister.
她神学院毕业以后啊，就被派到一个非常偏僻的地方。
After she graduated from the theological seminary, she was sent to a rural church.
除了坐车以外啊，还要坐船，还要走路。
In order to reach that church, she has to take buses.
啊，因为那个地方啊，有一些慕道者都是姐妹跟孩童。
Because there are many women truth seekers at that church.
刚刚去的时候啊，没有地方洗澡啊。
And at first, when she got there, there was no place for her to
take a shower. 所以必须要到河里面穿那个沙龙啊，在河里面洗澡。
So that she had to go to the rivers to wash herself.
所以那个生活相当辛苦。
The lifestyle was very, very hard.
啊，一家一家的去访问那些慕道者。
She visited all the truth seekers.
租了一个地方啊，在那边聚会。
And then they rented a location to have service.
但是感谢主啊，在那边工作了五年。
Yet thank God she had worked at that location.
那个教会建立起来。
And then she established that church.
啊，现在有一个三层楼的一个非常漂亮的建筑。
Now they have purchased a three-story chapel.
啊，艺术什么设备啊，现在都相当好了。
And the chapel is now fully equipped.
啊，我对这个姐妹啊，我就很佩服啊。
I admire that sister very much.
啊，她能够忍受各样的苦啊，在那边呢、啊，为神做工，把这个教会把它建立起来。
She persevered the tribulations in establishing that church.
啊，另外我听一个传道者见证。
There was another testimony.
他说有一次去访问的时候。
He described that on one of his visitations.
有一次啊，他被派到一个乡下教会。
And actually, at one time when he was sent to a rural church.
啊，有一个弟兄来找他。
One of the brother came to seek him.
说他的太太啊生病啊，在医院过世了。
He told the pastor that his wife was ill and that she had passed away.
所以这个传道啊，就到那个医院啊，在那个太平间的地方去看那个姐妹。
So this pastor went with his brother to visit his dead wife at the morgue of the hospital.
啊，那个时候啊，这个传道者啊，他心里感到很难过。
This pastor was quite saddened by this event.
因为这个姐妹还很年轻。
For this sister was still very young.
啊，那个孩子还很小，一个一个都很小。
Her children were also very young.
所以他就很同情啦，而且啊啊，为着他感到十分的忧伤。
So he was very sympathetic toward his brother.
啊，所以他就站在那个，就在那个尸体的旁边哈、哦，站在那个台子的旁边。
And he stood next to the sister.
啊，就低着头啊，一直祷告。
And he prayed with his head bowed.
啊，然后祷告了大概三十分钟啊。
After approximately 30 minutes of prayer.
突然间，从那个百步底下有一个声音说：“哈利路亚。”
Suddenly, there's a voice saying "Hallelujah" from underneath the sheet.
结果他就把那个布就把它掀开来。
So he removed that sheet.
啊，然后那个姐妹就活过来。
And the sister is now alive.
活过来以后，他说啊，我到里面去哦，帮你把那个钱哦，把它还清。那我用脚踏车啊，用自行车带你回家。
So this pastor said, I will let me go home and kind of get prepared and bring you back to your home.
好，结果他就把他带回家了。
So he
这个传道把那个姐妹带回家。
Okay, this pastor then brought the sister to her home.
啊，因为他的先生啊，去买一些啊，啊，就是丧礼要用的东西。
Because her husband had left to prepare for the funeral.
啊，后来就直接回家了。
Upon his return to his home.
啊，看到传道者在他家，啊，就跟他打这个招呼啊，啊，就进到房间里面去了。
He saw the pastor and he greeted the pastor and then went on to his own room.
一进去以后啊，就赶快跑出来。
When he got into his room, he ran right back out.
哎，传道啊，有鬼啊！
He told the pastor that there is a ghost in my room.
传道说不是啦。
But the pastor told him that that is not a ghost.
是你太太哦，她好了啦，活起来了，我把她带回家了。
It is really your wife who has recovered from her illness, and I brought her home from the hospital.
啊，感谢主啊，我们福音无论到哪里啊，神的作为啊。
And we thank God that wherever the gospel reaches, the power of God also is there.
我们在印尼的教会啊, 他们有一个特色,
the Church of Indonesia has one characteristic.
就办了很多学校,
and that is that they have many schools.
现在总共有11间, 叫做迦兰学校,
they now have 11 schools in their system.
光雅加达首都就有4间,
in Jakarta, there are 4 schools that is sponsored by our church.
每一间学校都有一千个学生左右。
Every one of those schools has at least 1,000 students.
这参加我们教会的学校读书啊，还有机会接触道理。
And for those students who are not yet our believers, this gives them a chance to come in contact with our gospel.
因为我们知道说印尼是一个最大的回教国家。
We know that Indonesia is the largest Muslim country.
但是啊， 印尼的宪法里面规定每一个人都要有宗教信仰。
And the law of Indonesia requires every citizen to have a belief.
他们除了回教以外啊, 他们又承认六大宗教。
They recognize 6 different religions.
当然基督教也是其中的一个。
Amongst those 6, Christianity is one of them.
所以你不管是什么样的宗教, 你都要有信仰。
Thus, you have the freedom to pick one religion to declare.
所以你到学校里面一定要上宗教课。
Thus, when you go to your school, you have to have a religious class.
这是很特殊的地方。
This is one characteristic that is very different from all the
other nations. 所以我们的教会里面，我们教会的学校里面。
Thus, the school sponsored by our church.
不管是老师也好，学生也好，都要参加我们的聚会。
Regardless of teachers or students, they all have to attend our services.
安息日早上7点啊, 我们就先跟那些老师讲道理。
And the Sabbath morning at 7 o'clock, we first preach to the teachers.
然后8点他们才去上课。
At 8 o'clock, they would go and teach their students.
然后学生就要轮流啊，到礼堂啊，去听道理。
And the students would take turn to go to the chapel to listen to the gospel.
这是很特殊的这个神的安排。
This is a setting that is given by God.
所以在印尼的教会里面，印尼的总会，他们就栽培了很多的传道人，有弟兄有姐妹，就到这个学校里面，去做辅导的传道。
And that is why the Indonesian church has cultivated many brothers and sisters to go to the various schools to preach.
所以有很多的老师啦，有很多的学生啊。 就得这样来信主。
And many of the teachers and students have come to seek God through these opportunities.
就现在印尼的总会的负责人，或者是传道者当中，很多都是这个迦兰学校出来的。
And many of the ministers and also the workers at the General Assembly have come to believe in God through this opportunity.
因为他们从拜第一间的迦兰学校到现在，已经20几年了，好像28年了。
From the establishment of the first school sponsored by our church, till now, there has been approximately 27 years.
所以这是一个福音啊，相当好的一块良田。
That is why Indonesia is a very fertile place for preaching God, the gospel.
后来我到马来西亚去。
Then I went on to Malaysia.
这一次是帮那边的神学生上课。
This time I went to teach the theological students.
另外有6个执事啊, 因为他们提早退休, 准备帮忙教会的圣工。
And 6 other deacons have also retired from their work to help out with the church.
所以他们要受6个月的志工的训练。
So they must undergo 6 months of training.
一年3个月啊，所以2年6个月。
For 3 months out of every year, they must come to be trained.
他们受训完以后啊，也是要来协助教会的圣工啊，就是不拿薪水的。
After they have been trained, then they will assist in the church work as on a voluntary basis.
因为课程排很多啊，我的时间很短，就一个月。
And there is much to be taught, yet I only had 1 month to teach them.
所以几乎大概每天至少都要6节课到8节课。
So every day I taught for 6 to 8 hours.
周末的时候还要出去帮忙领会。
On the weekends, I also assisted in leading the services.
我虽然比较忙一点啊, 但是看到教会的发展啊, 就感到很欣慰。
Although it was quite busy, yet I was very joyful in seeing how the gospel spread.
啊, 工作结束的时候,
at the conclusion of the month,
他们带我去参观一间啊, 他们第一间就在西马的原住民的教会。
And they led me to the first church that was established in Malaysia.
是在一个山上。
It is on a mountain.
因为马来西亚也是佛教国家。
Malaysia is also a Muslim country.
他们规定啊, 不可以对佛教徒传道理。
And it is the government's law that no other religion can preach to the Muslims.
所以他们以为啊, 说那个原住民啊, 大概都是佛教徒, 所以一开始不敢传道。
Initially, we thought that the original church location was full of Muslims, so we didn't dare to preach.
不久前啊, 有两个传道者要经过一个山地, 啊, 去访问另外一个地方的信徒。
Yet, by coincidence, two of our pastors were crossing over that town to reach another place.
他们在路上休息的时候就跟一些人啊跟他们谈起信仰的问题。
As they were resting along the way, they met some of these people.
很奇妙的,他们后来就接受了,帮他们祷告,他们就得圣灵了。
And they started discussing religion, and these people actually received our gospel, and they received the Holy Spirit.
所以他们就找了邻居啦,弟兄,一些亲戚啊,就一起来参加。
So then they found their neighbors and their relatives to all come and have services.
后来马来西亚的总会现在就帮他们盖了一个礼拜堂。
And now they have received a chapel.
啊, 就在那个路旁的地方啊,
adjacent to the roadside where these new believers
are living.
Although they do not have pews yet.
啊, 但是啊, 看到大家祷告, 圣灵充满, 跟我们一样,
yet they were filled with Holy Spirit just as we are.
虽然大家语言不通啊, 但是 在主里面啊, 都是一家人啊, 相当的亲密。
Although they have different languages than us, yet we feel like we are the same family through Christ.
所以看起来啊, 让人感到很兴奋。
Thus we are quite excited about the work in Malaysia.
啊, 5月底啊, 又到阿根廷去。
In May, I went to Argentina.
因为阿根廷教会他们在07年的时候献堂。
2007, the Argentina Church dedicated their first chapel to God.
我们也看到说啊, 这是神的特别带领。
And we can see God's guidance throughout their growth.
大概十几年前啊, 有一些台湾的移民啊, 到阿根廷。
Approximately 10 years ago, some of our members immigrated to Argentina.
后来大概有80几个信徒。
And eventually they grew to approximately 80 members.
后来他们有一个原来的会堂啊, 就觉得不够了, 所以就把它卖掉, 买了一个工厂, 要整修成为教会。
At that time, they had already purchased a chapel which has become too small for their purposes. So they sold the chapel and bought a factory in order to remodel it.
后来遇到经济不景气啊, 大概一半的信徒就搬离开阿根廷。
During economic downtimes, half of the members had left Argentina.
所以有的人就说啊, 我们现在人都跑掉了, 我们买这么大的会堂做什么?
So some of the members questioned the need for having such a big chapel.
啊, 但是既然买了, 就慢慢敲敲打打, 就把它整修。
Yet because they had already purchased the building, they still made the effort to renovate.
啊, 世界各地的教会也都在他们经济困难的时候给他们很大的帮助。
And the churches throughout the world had also assisted them economically.
啊, 感谢主啊, 他们会堂完成了。
We thank God that they have finally finished the renovation
啊, 二楼可以坐200多人。
The second floor could hold over 200 members.
一楼啊, 楼下一楼啊, 是一个非常大的一个广场, 做餐厅。
And on the first floor, there is a large room that could be served
啊,
as a kitchen, as a dining hall. There are also 10 other classrooms that are quite large.
所以各样的设备都很齐全。
They are very well equipped to have a big church.
建堂的时候啊,
at the time of dedication,
没想到那一段时间啊, 从中国移民了200多人来。
Over 200 members immigrated to Argentina from China.
所以建堂里的时候啊, 会堂就坐满了。
So the chapel at the dedication was filled with members.
啊, 这都是我们所料想不到的。
These were events that we could not have predicted.
那我们相信说啊, 神会在那里动工啊, 兴旺福音。
And we believe that God would work with the members here in order to spread.
因为阿根廷教会啊, 可以说是南美洲的一个中心。
For Argentina Church is the center of our gospel in South America.
啊, 因为有很多的聚会点啊, 祈祷所啊, 慢慢地在成立。
For out of that church, there are many church prayer houses that are being established. And these house of prayers have received assistance from the Argentina church.
啊, 虽然他们现在啊, 开始, 啊, 一些新的移民在生活上啊, 啊, 都比较辛苦。
Although their daily living may be slightly harsh as they just immigrate to the nation. So they typically come it was slightly late.
啊, 但是我们看到说啊, 教会都在帮忙他们训练一些干部, 啊, 帮忙他们举开家庭聚会。
Yet we see that the church is assisting these members in holding their family services.
啊, 将来这个教会啊, 一定会发挥很大的功用。
And eventually this church will mature and be a great force for God.
啊, 像圣经里面所讲的, 这个福音啊, 要传到地极。
Just as the Bible has told us that the gospel must reach to the ends of the earth.
如果从点来讲,
In terms of location wise, we have reached to the ends
of the earth.
In England, the northernmost church is close to the Arctic.
阿根廷的教会啊, 靠近南极。
Argentina church is close to the Antarctic.
好, 所以从点来讲啊, 福音传到地极了。
Thus, in terms of the poles, we have reached to the two poles of the earth.
但是在各个据点上要不断的普遍, 让更多人啊, 来领受福音。
Now, we must establish continued growth in the local churches to bring more people.
那就像我们美国教会本身也是一样。
To our U.S. church, we have to do the same.
感谢主啊, 我们有这么漂亮的一个礼拜堂。
And we thank God that we have such a wonderful chapel here.
我们最近几年啊, 啊, 主耶稣特别祝福给我们。
Over the last several years, God has blessed us greatly.
啊, 原来有很多的地方啊, 买到新会堂, 啊, 或者是盖了新的礼拜堂。
Many locations have purchased new chapels or have renovated the old chapels.
啊, 这种全体弟兄姊妹的努力啊,
And these were accomplished through the efforts of all the brothers and sisters.
最近休斯顿的地方又买会堂。
Houston has recently purchased a new chapel.
因为他们买会堂的时候怕不够钱啊, 要跟总会借钱。
When they purchased that chapel, they were somewhat short on the money needed, so they borrowed some from the general assembly.
哎, 总会还剩下不少钱, 可以帮忙这个建筑基金的。
And at that time, the General Assembly also realized that they have much more money left to help other churches.
所以我们将来可以集中更多的力量啊，来帮助新开拓的地方。
Thus, in the future, we have the effort to help with other new locations.
我们知道现在啊，大概只有啊 Sacramento 跟东湾呐还没有礼拜堂。
We know that in California, only Sacramento and East Bay churches do not currently have a chapel.
所以我们可以集中力量来帮助他们。
So we can concentrate our efforts in aiding these locations.
啊, 另外总会为着让我们福音更普遍啊, 也选出了六个地方啊, 作为我们将来开拓的据点。
And in order to further spread the gospel, the General Assembly has chosen six different locations as target sites for further growth.
所以总会就开始派人啊, 去关心啊, 啊, 帮他们开灵恩布道会。
So the General Assembly has sent many workers to these locations to help
with
their work. Hoping that after further growth, they may be able to establish a church.
像现在在东部的华盛顿DC啊, 也将近有30个人。
Take for example the Washington DC area. We now currently have about
像中部的Austin的地方啊, 也将近30个信徒。
We also have about 30 members at Austin, in Texas.
所以这个都是将来啊, 很好的发展的一个地方。
These are all good target areas for future growth.
所以我们想啊, 神会不断地带领啊, 让福音啊, 能够普遍传达到各地方去。
So we believe that God will continuously to guide us to help spread the gospel.
所以保罗听到哥罗西教会圣工兴旺, 他感到很喜乐。
Paul was joyful when he heard that the gospel was growing at the church of Colossus.
Paul 听到他们在信心、爱心，还有充满着盼望啊，所以在祷告当中啊，也常常感谢神。
And that is why Paul often thanked God for the fervency demonstrated by the Colossian church.
我们都是属灵的一个家庭。
We are all one family in
the spirit. 我们看到教会在各地方发展啊，我们内心啊也是同样的感到很喜乐。
We become joyful when other churches grow.
我们也盼望说，所有的教会都能够不断的一直兴旺，一直发展。
We also hope that all the churches can continue to prosper.
阿保罗除了感谢他们以外，还不断的为他们代祷。
Paul also prayed for the Colossian church.
因为我们在信仰上是要不断的一直追求达到完美。
In faith, we must continue to pursue perfection.
这里面说要达到成圣完全啊，将来才能够见主。
The Bible tells us that we need to pursue the spiritual perfection in order to become to enter heaven.
所以我们个人的信仰或教会的圣功啊，我们都不能够说啊，已经够了，很好了。
Thus, we should never be fully satisfied with the state of our spirituality or with the state of the church.
所以要忘记背后，向着前面的标杆啊，不断的一直奔跑。
We must continue to forget what's happened and race towards the target.
啊，一直将我们所该跑的路跑完。啊，在主的面前领受奖赏为主。
We must finish our race, and we must continue to run our race until the time that we receive our reward.
所以我们要追求达到完全。
Thus, we must continue to pursue perfection.
请看哥罗西书一章第九节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
哥罗西书一章第九节。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
所以因此，我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。保罗虽然为他们的信心在感谢神。
Paul thanked God for the faith demonstrated by the Colossians.
同时也不断的为他们祷告祈求，就是要让他们能够成长，能够达到完美的地步。
Simultaneously, Paul also prayed for them so that they may continue to grow in the spirit.
保罗在这里的祷告有三方面。
There are three things that Paul prayed for.
第一个就是让他们在属灵的智慧上啊，能够满心知道神的旨意。
First is that Paul prayed that they may be filled with the knowledge of God.
我们知道遵循神的旨意很重要。
It is important for us to obey God's will.
耶稣说，不是称我主啊主啊的人就可以进神的国。
Jesus once told his believers that it is not those who call him Lord, Lord will enter the heaven.
说将来有很多人啊，奉我的名一并赶鬼。
He also said that in the future there will be many people performing miracles in his name.
那主耶稣说，我要对他们说啊，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧，我从来就不认识你们。
Yet they will be told that you evildoers.Depart from me.
传道理，但是后来被主耶稣拒绝了。
Why were they preaching the gospel? Yet in the end, they were rejected by God.
为什么没有办法进到神的国？
Why could they not enter God's kingdom?
主耶稣说他们没有遵行天父的旨意。
Jesus said they did not obey God's will.
所以我们做工很重要啊，因为这个跟我们将来的得赏是有关系。
Thus, it is important for us to know God's will when we do God's work.
但是我们要了解神的主意，遵行神的主意更重要。
It is important for us to follow His will.
所以保罗说啊，我们不要做糊涂人，我们要明白神的旨意如何。
Paul once told us that we must not be fools, rather we must know what God's will is.
有很多人认为说神的主意是什么，我们不知道。
Many people claim that.It is hard for us to know what God's will is.
那事实上啊，圣经里面呢、啊，把神的旨意讲得很清楚。
Yet the Bible has told us what God's wills are.
就是来救赎我们，让我们成圣完全，让我们得永生，这是神的旨意。
That is, Jesus came to provide us with salvation and to sanctify us.
啊，当然，神对我们每一个个人呢、啊，有对我们每一个人不一样的旨意。
Although there are specific requests from God to each of us.
好像耶利米啊说我是年幼的，我不会做什么了。
Jeremiah once said that he was young and he didn't know what to do.
神说啊，你不要以为你年幼。
Yet God told him that do not.
因为你在肚子里面啊，神就把你分 分别出来，要你当列国的先知。
Do not depreciate yourself because of your age, because you have been selected by God in your mother's womb to help, to save the nations.
保罗也说啊，他是在母腹里面呢、啊，神就把他分别出来了。
Paul once also said that he had been separated by God while he was in his mother's womb.
虽然他过去啊，他不认识神。
Although in the past he didn't know God,
他在逼迫教会。
Rather, he persecuted the church.
那神就用荣光选召他。
Yet he was chosen by God personally.
啊，被召的时候，他就说：“主啊，你是谁？主啊，你要我做什么？”
At the time of his selection, Paul said, "Lord, who are you, and what do you want me to do?"
耶稣说：“你进到城里面，有人会把你该做的事情告诉你。”
And Jesus told him to go into the city, and someone will tell you what to do.
所以保罗后来就知道，神拣选他，要让他做外邦的使徒。
Thus Paul realized that God had chosen him to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
所以呢，就为着要完成神托付给他的使命。
In order to accomplish his task.
所以呢，就勇敢到处传福音呐。
He preached the gospel with courage.
啊，受尽了很多的苦啊，他都不怕。
Although he suffered much, he was not afraid.
有一次要到耶路撒冷去。
Once when he was on his way to Jerusalem.
有一个先知啊，拿他的皮带。
A prophet took his belt
绑在自己的身上
and tied it on the prophet.
他说预言说啊，保罗到了耶路撒冷以后啊，会像这样被捆绑。
And he prophesied that once Paul has reached Jerusalem, he will be bound.
很多人啊，就在那里哀哭啊，说保罗啊，你不要去啊。
Many people then wept and discouraged Paul from going to Jerusalem.
保罗说：“你们为什么这样哭啊？让我心都要碎掉了。”
Paul told them, why would you weep for me as such?
不只是受捆绑，就是伤掉生命，我都在所不惜。
I am not afraid to be bound, even to the point of death.
主要我走的路程啊，完成神托付我的使命。
As long as I march on the path towards the mission from God.
啊，他真的是这样。走到最后啊，为主上吊生命。
Truly, he walked toward martyrdom.
因为他很清楚知道啊，主耶稣选召他有什么样的目的。
For he knew the purpose that God had given, he knew the mission that God had given to him.
所以我们每一个人都要去了解啊。
Each of us must come to an understanding.
那我们有属灵的智慧。
Through the spiritual wisdom.
还有那个领悟的能力。
And the spiritual understanding,
而且能够满心的知道神的主意
and to know God's will.
所以对神的主意不是说啊，好像知道，好像不知道
so that we are clear about what God wants us to do.
需要非常清楚的去了解
and we must have that understanding.
啊，这个就是我们要去祷告啊，彼此代祷啊，让神开启我们啊的心灵，让我们能够了解
and we can only achieve this understanding through prayer.And through prayer for others.
所以我们有时候在教会受圣工也是一样。
That's why when we do the church work, we must have the same attitude.
我们不要用我们自己人的意思。
We must not do the work according to our own will.
我们应当啊花多一点时间祷告。
We need to spend more time in prayer.
啊，让我们知道说神的主意是什么样。
So that we know what God's will is.
啊，所以有时候啊，你开会当中啊，你要发言之前呢、啊，也要充分的祷告。深知道神的旨意。
And in meetings, before we speak, we must be filled with God's Spirit so that we know what God's will is.
有时候我们的意识太强啊，啊，人家不听我们的，我们又不高兴，这个不对的。
Sometimes we may have too strong of a character and that we become discouraged or we become angered when others don't agree with us.
让神按照他的旨意来成就他要做的事情。
We must wait for God to fulfill his will according to his own ways.
就是在选立工人也是一样。
Even in choosing the holy work
of the church. 他要有充分的祷告，让神啊来兴起他所要的工人。
We must pray much in order to understand what God's will is
for the church. 按照神的主意来成就。
So that we may do things according to God's will.
再看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
哦，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦。在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。第二个所要祷告的目标啊，
The second goal of prayer
就是我们行事为人能够对得起主。
Is that we may lead a life worthy of the Lord.
有所书里面说啊，我们行事为人要跟我们所得到的恩典相称。
In Ephesians, it was told to us that our lifestyle must be commensurate with the grace that we have received.
因为神给我们恩典啊，当然也要托付给我们一些使命任务。
For God has blessed us with much of His grace, yet He has also given us our missions.
我们不能够突然接受主的恩典。
We cannot receive God's grace in vain.
伯沙撒王啊，他做王以后啊，拿那个圣殿里面的器皿出来饮酒。
When Belteshazzar became the king, he brought out the utensils from the temple.
神在墙壁上啊，用手指头写字。
At that time, God wrote a passage to him on the wall.
但以理跟他解释啊。
Daniel interpreted the writing.
说神把权柄跟尊荣给你。
Stating that God has given you power
and authority. 但是你没有照神的恩典来回报他。
Yet you have not lived up to God's choosing.
所以神跟你衡量，跟你称啊，你太轻浮了。
Have not acquired sufficient weight on the balance.
所以你的国家到今天为止。
And your kingdom shall end as of tonight.
所以那一天啊，那一个晚上啊，巴比伦帝国就亡掉了。
And at that night, the Babylonian Empire ended.
伯沙撒王就被杀了。
Belteshazzar was assassinated.
所以我们不要亏负神的恩典。
Thus we must not take God's grace in vain.
做我们行事为人啊，要对得起主。
In all things that we do, we must do it as worthy of the trust that God has given us.
要在各样的善事上多结果子。
We must bear fruit in every good work.
说主耶稣选召我们，就是分派我们去结果。
God has chosen us that we may bear fruit for Him.
让我们的果子长存，让我们祷告得应许。
So that we can continuously bear God's fruit, and also that our prayers may be answered.
让我们的果子长存，让神得荣耀。
So that God may be glorified.
这是神要我们做的，常常多结果子来荣耀神。
That is the will of God.
行神所喜悦的事情。
To do things that please God.
不结果子的，像无花果树啊，就要把它砍掉了。
Those who do not bear fruit as a fig that
is seen in the New Testament
will be terminated. In the past, we have a sister in Taiwan.
她每天也是聚会的时间就来，聚会完就回家了。
She comes to the services regularly.
也是算一个不错的信徒啦，因为聚会时间都到。
Just on the account of attendance, she would be considered a good believer.
有一个晚上她做一个梦。
One night she had a dream.
一棵木瓜树。
She saw a papaya tree.
叶子很多。
Full of leaves.
但是在怎么找了，怎么找不到果子。
Yet she could not find a papaya.
有一个声音很庄严。
Then came a voice.
说再不结果子就要砍掉了。
That this tree will be axed if it does not bear fruit.
结果她就在睡梦当中啊，就醒过来。
She suddenly awoke from her dreams.
她就一直想啊，为什么会做这种梦？
She pondered why she had such a dream.
到底啊，主耶稣要，因为知道就是一个异梦啊，从神来的。
She realized that was a dream from God.
所以她就想说，主耶稣到底要我做什么？
So she started to think, what does Jesus want out of
her? 所以后来就慢慢祷告，慢慢祷告。
And through her prayers.
有一次，她到医院去拜访一个亲戚。
And at a time when she visited one of her relatives who was in the hospital.
看到病房啊，有很多生病的人，很痛苦。
She saw many people that were ill. And
所以她探望她的亲戚以外，她就跟临床的人啊，就开始跟他们做见证。
At the same time, during her visit, she started testifying to the other patients in the hospital.
没想到他们又听啊，又很有兴趣。
Those people who listened to her showed interest in pursuing this.
后来她慢慢想啊，主耶稣要她做的就是医院布道的工作。
Then she realized that Jesus wanted her to preach the gospel in the hospital.
所以邀来一些弟兄姊妹啊，同工。
She then sought out a few brothers and sisters to work with her.
固定啊，每个礼拜有一天灵修。
And every week they have a day for spiritual cultivation.
每个礼拜有几天啊，到医院去访问病人。
And in the other days they would visit the patients in the hospital.
真正的神跟他们同工啊，那些慕道者很多。
With the abundance of God, many of those people who they
preached
came to seek the truth. They started with a small room in the sister's office.
啊, 后来没想到啊, 那个会议室啊, 啊, 那个主管说不可以用。
Then the manager of that office said that they could no longer hold the service there.
啊, 他们就继续祷告啊。
Yet they continue in their prayer.
哎, 后来医院把他们的礼堂就开放出来。
Eventually, the hospital opened up their chapel
给我们一个更好更大的地方在那里布道。
To our sister, so that they have a better place to preach.
所以一个月一次啊。
Every month, they hold.
啊，这个这样带领了很多的慕道者。
They hold an evangelical service at the hospital, and they have brought many patients.
所以我们求主帮助我们，让我们了解神的旨意。
So we ask God to help us understand His will.
也要让我们常常得结善果来荣耀神。
So that we can also continue to bear fruit to glorify God.
啊，这样来让神得到喜悦。
And then we can please God.
啊，再来说，那我们在十一节说，照着荣耀的全能啊，得以在各样地上加力，好叫我们欢欢喜喜的。
In verse 11, it's described that we can be strengthened with the power from God so that we may glorify Him.
我们要做各样的圣工啊,或者灵修啊,都会遇到很多阻力。
When we do God's work, we will encounter obstacles.
所以我们很需要从神那里得到力量。
That is why we need the strength from God.
所以我们在祷告当中啊,求神加添了给我们力量。
In prayer, we ask God to strengthen us.
让我们在奔跑天国的道路上能够力上加力。
So that we may be strengthened in finishing our race towards heaven.
让我们在行道当中啊, 很助燃。
And that we may live according to the grace that God has given to us.
有的人啊, 常常问说, 我怎么样, 啊, 才不会犯罪, 被教会除名。
Many people ask me as to how they should live so that they will not be excommunicated.
因为那边 不去做坏事情啊，是怕，是一种怕神。
Those people refrain themselves from doing bad things because they fear God.
啊，因为没有力量，又没有办法胜过那个情欲。
Yet because they were weak spiritually, they have no strength to overcome the
desire. 所以行起道来很辛苦。
So it was hard for them to live the words of God.
那神说啊，要把他的灵啊，放在我们心中。
God had once told us that His Spirit will dwell in us.
给我们一个新的心，新的灵。
So that our spirit will be renewed.
让我们的生命能够改变。
And that our life could also be renewed.
说让那个石头心啊，变成做的心。
So that the heart of stone becomes the heart of flesh.
啊，让你啊，生命更新啊，从你里面有一种属灵的力量。
And that this out of our heart will well up this living river of
让我们很自然的可以把神的道行到我们的生活当中。
So that we can live God's word naturally in our daily life.
所以行道里啊，变成一种很自然的一种生命结果的一种现象。
Thus living God's word, living out God's words becomes a process of bearing fruit.
不是一种勉强的。
It is not something forced.
所以在以弗所书第三章说啊， 我们要求神让我们里面的那个人啊，我们属灵的力量能够刚强起来。
In Ephesians chapter 3, it was described that through God's strength, our inner self will be strengthened.
然后我们就靠着圣灵啊，能够注属情义啊，能够把神的道很自然的行出。And
by the power of the Spirit, we will put our fleshly desire to death.
说这样我们就可以欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容了。
And then we will have joy and have patience in waiting for God's coming.
不好的环境啊，我们都要忍耐。
When we encounter difficulties, we need to have patience and wait.
有时候人家对我们不好，我们还要用善对他们，还要宽容他们。
At times we have to forgive others who have transgressed against us.
啊，讲起来这个道理的标准都比较高啊， 对我们一般人来讲很难的。
The standard that God has set for us is very high and it's hard to achieve.
但圣灵要帮助我们，给我们力量。
Yet through the help of the Holy Spirit, we will have the strength to achieve that.
我们就会力上加力，我们行道里变得很自然。
And that we will be strengthened, and it will become easy for us to live God's words.
所以求主帮助我们大家。
We ask God to help all of us.
唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
397首。
397.